There you are.
Yeah, the call dropped. It was weird.
Yeah, it's like you hit a dead spot, and I just stopped hearing any noise coming through your side.
Yeah, I was like, hello?
Me too. I was like, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'll call you back. Anyway, have you heard of Ace Handyman Services in the North Metro Denver area?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What about Denver Handyman Solutions?
I've heard of them. I've heard of Handyman of Brighton.
Handyman of Brighton. Let me see what we got.
Yeah, that's my buddy's business. He does pretty good.
Handyman, Big Horn. Trying to see what we got here. And he's in Denver?
No, Brighton. He's in Brighton. I'm in Brighton.
Oh, he's in Brighton. Oh, okay, gotcha. We had you in Denver at the Zane Street, the 80221. Is that old?
The house long time ago.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup for you.
Okay.
That'll be the first thing that we do. We can't have discrepancies on your listings or else Google will suspend it because they don't know what's real and what's not real. But let me look up Brighton. What's your buddy's business name?
Handyman of Brighton.
Oh, it's just called Handyman of Brighton. Oh, okay. Is it Mr. Handyman of Brighton?
Mr. Handyman. Yep.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. So he's been doing that for a while. He's in the number one spot for Brighton.
Yeah, he had three vans about 4 years ago. He's got five vans right now. And he's going
well,
strong,
man. Yeah, he's also in our Google Guarantee campaign too.
Okay.
So he has like the local listing that we were about to offer you right now, but he's also doing local service ads or Google Guarantee. So he's spending a lot of money. Like his initial investment would have probably been about $550 to start. And then he's doing pay per lead and monthly. So, I mean, on average, he's going to be spending about $550 to $600 every month for what he has.
Yeah, but he makes that quick.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, that's the reason any business owner does this is because, you know, the one or two of the right calls will offset that cost, you know? He'll make that back by breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got five bands going out every day, five guys.
Yeah, it seems like he's generating multiple calls and leads every day, too, from this area.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
He does five bands. Some are all-dayers, 8-10 hours. He does $120 an hour.
I wouldn't recommend, if you're just starting out, that you jump into exactly what he's doing. I was thinking the local listing, and we build the website for you, and just do that at $299. And then after a month or two, if your reviews are coming back good, then we can enroll you in Google Guarantee if that's something that you want to do as an end goal.
Okay.
But instead of you paying $550, $600 a month, it'd be $299 on a flat rate month to month. And you might find that that's enough to keep you busy. Like if you don't have the capacity to subcontract workout or if you don't have guys working for you that'll be able to run multiple jobs at a time, I think that local listing might be all that you need. I don't know if you really will need to do anything like Google Guarantee until you expand or grow the business.
Yeah, I think you're right, man, because it's just me and sometimes I have another guy when I get real busy. But I'll be honest with you, man. I don't like getting too busy. Sometimes I like my break. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Well, you have the right to refuse service to anybody, you know? The idea here is we just want to kind of build a pipeline of business so that when you are ready to work, you're never wondering about where the next job's going to come from.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, because Sean, he goes nuts, man. He's absolutely ripping his hair out of bed. Not, I mean, yeah, the money's good. The money's good, man. I ain't, you know.
More money, more problems is a real thing. Like all of my friends and and colleagues that I work with that are millionaires, you know, they people say, oh, it must be nice to work for yourself, but it's like these guys, they work through the holidays, they work nonstop, so it's not like he's just taking breaks whenever. He's actually working more than he would for somebody else, you know.
Yeah, and it's like mandatory. You have to work.
Yeah, like, somebody calls you and they need your help. It's like, you know, especially if it's a past client and you want to keep their business, or if it's somebody who's like reoccurring and you want to keep their business, and that's kind of important. The thing with these handyman is sometimes there's apartment complexes or things like that where they don't actually have like a maintenance guy on site, or sometimes an HOA might call you up and want to have a contract for like even property management. And so sometimes you guys get those property management contracts where it's like, you know, anytime they have a problem at that complex, you know, you got a contract deal, you go over there and, you know, they just kind of pay you out and make sure you're taking care of them. So sometimes that helps a lot. You know, if you could build up like 3 or 4 of those where, you know, you're hitting at least one of those a week, you know, you got that income and then the new ones that are kind of sporadically coming through.
Yeah, those are pretty sweet.
Yeah. So we can also market you for commercial services like that. That would be considered a commercial handyman at that point when you start getting into property management. But do you have like licensing and insurance for this business?
No, but I'm going to get it all because, tell you the truth, man, I kind of stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped doing it. I've been doing it for about, I don't know, 25, 30 years, long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I stopped doing
What's
it,
your bread and butter?
It is good money. I did a job. The last job I did was probably February was the last job I did.
Oh, well, I actually just looked it up. It says Colorado, as a handyman, you fall under the category of general contractors in Colorado. So there are no state handyman license requirements for GCs.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I do handyman, so you don't have to have a license and pull permits and all that.
Yeah, the state doesn't require a license to work as a handyman in Colorado.
Nope.
Yeah.
But some regions
like Denver, you know, Denver has like its own regulations, so like before you start working, you gotta kinda check, make sure that you're not doing anything illegal. Mostly for like bills and additions and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not working in Denver. Only in Brighton and around here, that's it.
Okay. These local listings can cover up to 30 miles, but you could shrink the service area if you want.
Yeah, I'm not trying to drive 30 miles. There's no way.
I hear you. It does cover some good ground, though.
Yeah, but I mean, believe me, it's enough. There's enough here.
Oh, yeah. Just the handyman keyword has over 1,800 searches in the last 30 days. There's 1,812 just in the last 30 days for handyman.
Exactly.
And that's within a 10-mile radius around Brighton. So there's
That's all I'm looking for. Yeah.
Well, we give you 15 keywords. Handyman's just one of them. So we're definitely going to want to interview you and find, like, your main niche or your main bread and butter within that handyman category. Want to be able to highlight those things, too. And then also the $299 package comes with a website, so we're going to want to interview you and make sure we make the website look how you want it to look, get that domain name purchased, and start working on that too.
All right. That sounds great, man.
All right. So if I could approve that pricing structure, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot?
Yeah. Why not?
All right. All right. So let me create your Google business profile, Alejandro. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. But they're going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. I know you said you're not at that Zane Street address anymore. What's the Brighton Street address where I could send that postcard?
It's 3060 East Bridge Street, Brighton, Colorado, 80601.
Got it.
198.
Oh, I got to put that in there. Lot 198.
Yeah.
Can you receive mail there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just put it in there just to make sure there's no discrepancies, because they try to send you this postcard in the mail and it's got a little 5-digit number on the back of it. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. kind of indicating where you are. Okay.
All right.
And then I could hide it if you want, though. So it just says Brighton, Colorado, 80601 on the listing.
Yeah, I'd rather have that.
Okay. So they'll still send the postcard, but I'll hide it so you don't got to worry about people showing up to your doorstep or anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then we had an email address for you on file, windowape@gmail.com. Is that still accurate?
No, I'm not doing windows no more. I'm just going to go back to my old handyman stuff. I mean, I'll do windows if somebody asks me, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. It's too much driving. I don't want to
do that
no more.
Yeah, anything that has to do with this phone number, I got to go online and do a cleanup for you. So I'm going to make sure we do that first. But that's what we had from the last time we spoke to you.
I don't mind doing windows. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't want to just dedicate everything to that. You know?
Yeah. No, I mean it might be one keyword, but it's definitely not going to be like the primary service, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Email handymanservicetext@gmail.com.
Okay. gmail.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Just like the business name. All right. And is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
From 9 to 5.
9 to 5? 8 or 9. You tell me.
We can always change it, right? Let's do 9 to 5 because, like, in the morning I'm real busy and I might be dropping calls and shit.
Okay. So you want to go 9 to 5?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do Monday. 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday, or do you work weekends too?
No, I try not to.
Okay. All right. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I put additional fees may apply if they use a card. So that way if the merchant processing charges you like that 2 to 6%, you could put that on the customer.
Yeah, 2.5.
Okay. Additional fees may apply. All right. So I got your business profile created. We need to schedule a client interview for Tuesday because it's a 3-day weekend. And what I'm going to do is we're going to process the first month's payment today, but I'm going to change your billing start date to the 28th. So that way your next bill won't be due until June 28th since we basically got to wait until Monday to do the client interview and get the website going.
All right. Well, let's hold off on that till I talk to you. And I can't talk. Let's talk Wednesday.
On the client interview?
Yeah, and the payment.
Oh, we have to do the payment today to secure that handyman spot.
How much is it?
It's $299 with the discounts. And the website included.
You can't do no better than that for the first couple months?
No, I mean, here, look, if I send you the platinum bundle on our pricing page, we usually charge a lot more than that. You know, I worked that out because I looked up Mr. Handyman of Brighton's deal at $550, and then I was like, okay, for his local listing and his site, he's getting it for about $299. So since it's your buddy, I tried to make sure I got you a similar deal to what he's on.
Yeah, man, Sean's killing me, man. He's taking up all the bizwax.
You got to pay to play. That's how it goes.
I hear you, bro. All right, here, man. I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
All right, 4707.
4707.
9305. 4600.
4600.
7077.
Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0527.
0527, and then 3-digit code on the back.
Oh, man, I can't give you that, bro.
I'll
just touch it as well.
194,
bro. 194.
194. All right, and then for the client interview on Tuesday, what time works best for you, Alex?
Wednesday, man. Let's do Wednesday, because Tuesday I got to go give a couple bids, and it's going to be rough for me to stay focused on the phone.
Okay, you tell me on Tuesday, and what I'm going to do is I'll start you up today, so that way you get the spot, but then I'm going to change your billing so that on Wednesday, since Wednesday we're calling you for the client interview, your next bill won't be until the 29th of June. So you're basically going to get like a whole month and 5 days.
Mm-hmm. All right, what time are you going to call Wednesday?
That's what I'm asking you. We set the appointment, and then my rep calls you.
Okay, Man, I don't know, man. I'm so busy.
I could set it tentatively, and then we also send you a text message reminder 1 hour before. So if when you get that text, if it's not a good time, just let us know, and then we could reschedule it. But we want to get it done as soon as possible. We don't like guys paying us and then not, you know what I mean, processing everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we send the profile out to Google today, but we still want to get started on the website. I would rather get started on the website today, to be honest, and then I can have them work on it over the three-day weekend. But we need to do this client interview.
How long does that take?
Client interviews, they're usually about 20 to 30 minutes. Could be longer, but it's mostly general knowledge information about your business. We ask for a whole hour window just in case the call goes over, you have extra questions, but it's pretty simple. It's like a set questionnaire that they walk you through, and it just helps us create the account and the website for you and make sure we're listing you for the right services and in the right areas.
Let's just do it Wednesday, man.
Okay. All right. Well, I have Wednesday anytime from 8 a.m. Mountain Standard all the way up until 4 and 5 Mountain Standard.
8 a.m. 8 a.m. is good. I'll
okay.
be driving.
Okay.
That's perfect.
I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email. And then, like I said, you'll get a text message reminder. It's an automated message, so it'll probably wake you up at like 7 o'clock. It'll come through an hour before.
I'm up, man.
Okay.
I'm up at like
4:30. Yeah. Oh, that's bad. I was going to say, like, I'm up with the sun, like maybe 6:30. 4:30 is too much.
Yeah. I try not to, but I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm just getting old.
Yeah, some of us just have that internal clock. I'm definitely a morning person. Like, I'm really happy in the morning when I wake up, and then I'm like kind of grumpy in the afternoons. My wife always tells me that.
That's funny.
Yeah,
yeah,
like the later it gets.
Sure.
Okay. All right, so your payment cleared. You're going to get a couple of text messages here. There's a full outline of the agreement in writing. Okay, I always document everything. And then also, you're going to have a username and password for a tracking system that we have for you.
Okay.
And then there's also a form for Google verification. If you can, over the weekend, fill out that form. And sign your subscription terms, and then that way at least we make that much headway come Tuesday for that client interview. Okay,
yeah,
we'll have
all that.
Yeah, once you're Google verified, we won't have to do that ever again, and that helps me go in there and clean up all the old mess from the old companies.
Yep. All right, cool.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to text you my direct number and extension too, so that way you have it. So give me 1 second here. Yeah, I'll be your account lead, but I'm not going to be the only guy you talk to, you know. But if you want something done quick, you could call me. I'm a pretty straight shooter. Sounds like you are too, so I won't get offended if you just keep it real with me.
Oh, no problem. Yep, you got it, man.
I could tell. We'll get along. I'm originally from Huntington Beach, California, so I don't know if you've ever been out there, but we're all pretty straight shooters. Yeah, it's like a super red. Oh, okay. Then, yeah, you're definitely a straight shooter.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey, bro. I grew up out there.
Those guys get straight to the point, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, you should have all your paperwork there. I want to officially welcome you aboard. Just as a heads up, okay, first month payment's going through today. It's the 24th. It's at $299. It already processed. The next payment's going to be set up for June 29th. It's going to reoccur each month on the 29th, but it's going to stay at that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It's a true month-to-month campaign, so you can cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or any funny business. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the 29th so we could stop the automated billing cycle. And that's it.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
That's also in writing there in your subscription terms. So enjoy your three-day weekend, and then we will circle back with you on Tuesday for the client interview.
For sure, for sure. Thank you, brother. You enjoy yours too, man.
All right, Alex. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.